The Albion City Council met in a regular session Monday night. The council heard some bad news on a recent water well rework. The well near Grayville, after spending close to $100,000 on it, collapsed and now is unusable. The current wells that are usable also have some issues, according to Marty Reed, water superintendent. The council, under old business, approved the tax levy, which is up from last year. The total tax levy amount, $531,634. Dina Downs of the Albion 66 gas station requested a name change since some of the owners of the station have changed, which means that the current liquor license needs to be amended to show the new owners. The request passed the council. The new name will be Albion Gas Station Incorporated. The council approved City Attorney Brian Schenkel to pursue abandonment of a property on North 2nd Street. The council approved $300 per year for a clothing allowance for outdoor city workers and $200 for office workers. After an executive session, the council voted to give city's newest employee a $2 per hour raise, David Pearson. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.